It's the Cubs and the Marlins at the friendly confines on Tuesday. Jake Arrieta gets the start. He fell behind 1-0 in the first and now tries to wiggle out of a 2-on-2 out jam.
Arrieta's pitch to Riddle. The runner goes, swing and a miss, strike three. Arrieta fans Riddle.
Warmer night. This pitch, strike three called. Paul Hummel rings the right hand. This is a front door breaking ball from Arrieta. Starts out at the front shoulder of Colon, breaks over the inside corner, so that'll be strikeout looking. Nice pitch by Jake. Two outs, and it'll bring up Locke here in the fifth inning. Cubs down by a run.
Cubs debut in the regular season.
Right. Next pitch by Jake. Strike three call. Locke keeps the bat on his shoulder. Two punch outs in the inning looking for Jake. Next pitch to Riz. Hammered to left. It's over Stanton's head. If it's high enough, it's gone. Home run. Anthony Rizzo with a line drive bullet into the bleachers in right. Cubs up 3-1 on a home run by Rizzo.
How about that? Just a big line drive by Anthony Rizzo. And the bullpen is dancing.
Excellent swing of the bat by Anthony. And this is a changeup by Locke on the left-hander. Riz stays right on it and hits an absolute bullet about three rows deep into the bleachers. Really kind of control the environment. Same thing with front flips. Contreras takes off. This ball's hammered to right. Stanton going back. It's going to hit the wall. Contreras rounding third. He's going to score easily. It's going to be a double for Hayward. And the Cubs have put up a four spot here in the fifth.
Here's the 1-1. Baez slams it fair inside third down the left field line. Bounces off the sidewall. It goes all the way to the corner. Two runs will score. Baez has a double. Cubs lead 8-2.
Cubs pick up the 10-2 win, making just his fourth home start this season. Jake Arrieta turns in six-plus innings as he improves to 3-0 at Wrigley Field on the year. Jeff Locke, meanwhile, remains winless in his last seven starts against the Cubs. Even though Jake Arrieta is still struggling to recapture his Cy Young form from the 2015 season, he has been solid in his minimal starts at Wrigley Field in 2017 and four starts at the friendly confines. Arrieta is now 3-0. He spoke to reporters following the Cubs' 10-2 win against the Marlins on Tuesday.
You know, started good, and then anytime you can limit Stanton to a single, you take it. A couple walks there, you know, led to the run. Made a good pitch against Realmuto to get the double play. It just wasn't, we weren't able to turn it there. It's kind of a slower ground ball to Addison, just didn't give us time, and he got down the line pretty good. So from that point on, I think it was close to around 30 in the first. So at that point, I wanted to utilize the sinker as much as possible, have a few quick innings, and get to the seventh like I was able to. Just and then in that situation, just I was relying pretty much exclusively on the sinker because it was really good tonight, and just pitching to the conditions. Just wanted to force some contact and let the guys play behind me, and just left one up. You know, Willie wanted a changeup there, and that was probably the right play. I was in a spot where I was really, really comfortable with the sinker and felt like continuing to use that. But you know, and on the other hand, he put a good swing on it and was able to get a run across for him there. But our offense came to life. Rizzo had a big night. Obviously, the three-run homer really set the tone in the middle innings for us. He was able to drive another run in, and then big nights from a lot of guys. I think Jason Hayward had two big hits for us, doing, you know, showcasing some slug with the conditions that we had tonight is impressive. So all the way around, it was a good ball game for us.
Slowly but surely, it seems the defending world champions are getting back on track. Here is Cubs skipper Joe Maddon sharing his thoughts on a 10-2 victory over Miami on Tuesday night.
I mean, just to really have some balls land on the grass and score runs that way, that was kind of nice to do. Hayward really was all over that 98-mile-an-hour fastball that balled on the right field line. I loved it. KB was on top of everything also, and, of course, Riz turned the game around. But, yeah, we were really, as the game was in progress, because Locke was pitching very well, and we all of a sudden we obviously – Riz's home run is like a little bit of a staggering blow right there. But I loved our approach. I thought we were good all night. John Jay, I mean, had some bad luck, but the two-out walk was a big part of that rally also. It was the rally. So up and down the lineup, I thought we swung the bats well. Javi double. Amora got his knock. Did a nice job. Jake was good. I mean, that first inning, the walks, and then we did not turn a double play. That kind of messed with us a little bit, but typically he settles in pretty well. I was really looking to get seven right there. I mean, just the triple to start the inning. It was just the most wrong thing to have happen right there, but it did. And then trying to spot up Dunce on a left-on-left situation. I think they gave him an error, but that ball was hit pretty good, I thought. And then Stropey, once again, is a linchpin. Now, you look at the final score, and you see it's a lopsided victory, but not when Stropey was in that game. What he did was outstanding. Double play, double, and then a punch out of Suzuki. So he did a great job again.
Do you see Arrieta taking a step closer to what he was last year?
Yeah, I mean, I velocity-wise, I saw it pump up a little bit. You saw the good curveball again today. Also some good slider cutters. He had a little bit better one of those, I thought. Changeup wasn't as pertinent today, but I thought fastball command was better. Curveball continues to be outstanding. I thought he started to feel that slider cutter a little bit more. But just his look, I mean, he's getting a little bit more comfortable out there. I thought, like I said, seven innings would have been a nice day's work for him. Even if it ended up 110 pitches, I know that could have done something for his confidence. But when it got to that point, I had those other guys warmed up for a reason, so I brought him on in.
The Cubs send John Lackey to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Jose Ureña.